God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Welcome to Marian Saturday. I'm Lauren, here with the team, and I'm so glad you've joined us for a few minutes of prayer. Today, we have our next Marian-based listener reflection. A big thanks to Linda for sharing her story.
Andrew and I went all through Catholic schools together, from 4th grade to 12th grade. And as life will sometimes do, it causes you to go in separate ways. And for us, we had no contact for 50 years. In 2018, our class celebrated its 50th high school reunion. I'd been living in Virginia for 45 years, and I really did not want to go home to New York. But to make Mom happy, I decided to go, mostly because I would be able to spend time with her. Now about my mom. She always had a very intense relationship with Mary. I remember seeing rosary beads near her reading chair and near her bed. I still can hear one of my cousins making fun of her for praying the rosary so much. Little did he know who her best friend really was. Like Mary, her life was not without pain and heartbreak. She carried 3 children to term and lost all 3 of them in the first year of life. She never lost her faith. She also suffered many medical issues health-wise, resulting from arthritis at an early age. And if that didn't break her faith, certainly the fact that my father was cheating on her and left us all when I was 15 and my sister only 3 would do the trick. But no, it only increased her faith and mine as well. So you can see why all these many years later, if it made her happy for me to come home to our Catholic school reunion, then so be it. Little did I know that she and Mary had worked up a plan with God and knew what the result would be if I decided to come home. My husband passed away after 42 years of marriage in 2015, which was 3 years prior to our reunion. I'd become accustomed to being alone and doing things alone. In spite of that, I felt like going to the reunion was going to be a disaster, and so it was. The same cliques, no one really remembered me. It finally drove me to a corner where I sat for the entire evening. But I wasn't totally correct because someone did notice me. To my surprise, my young 4th grade classmate, Andrew, came over and sat behind me. And for 45 minutes, we sat there catching up. I dreaded the next day as well. There was going to be a memorial mass for our classmates who had passed away and a dinner at a local hotel. But knowing I'd have to face the same group, I was going to make the most of it. I did see Andrew come in, and we chatted a bit. But I was curious about why he didn't go to the memorial mass, or at least I didn't see him. He said he went, but he didn't go to communion. When I asked him why not, he said it was because he and God were not good. I don't know what came over me, but that upset me so. My comment back to him was, I don't know who your God is, but my God doesn't keep a score sheet. I asked him if he had come to Virginia after all these 50 years, and he came to see me, and I invited him to dinner, and he said, oh, no. How did he think I would feel? Well, hurt, he said, of course. And so I responded, and you hurt God. That's how he felt. He invited you to his meal, and you refused. I took a step back in my thought process and apologized. I told him I didn't know what came over me and that faith and spirituality are a private thing, and who am I to criticize him? I went back to Virginia the next day, and I even wrote him a note, thanking him for at least being the only one to remember me at the reunion, and then apologizing for being so blunt. A week later, it came back saying, undeliverable. I remember that night as I said my evening prayers, telling God that I did the best I could, and now he's all yours. Looking back, I know the Spirit was at work, and I'm going to spare you the long details, but that was the beginning of our relationship. Apparently, Andrew had a crush on me all through school, but never had the courage to tell me. We began writing our thoughts. We began calling and then visiting back and forth from New York to Virginia and vice versa. He came to Virginia that New Year's weekend, and we went to Mass together. Our pastor did a homily about Christmas, paying bills, taking down decorations, and then asked us to think about the one constant that doesn't go away after Christmas, our Blessed Mother Mary. He reflected on her as the Mother of God and challenged each of us to spend this coming year to getting to know her better. Well, Andrew took that seriously and began saying the rosary at least once a day, sometimes twice, and praying to Mary as he began his journey back to Catholicism. Oh, yes, she grabbed him by the arm and held him tight. This June 4th, it will be 3 years that we've been married. Unfortunately, my mom passed away before she could see this happen, but she had a much better view from heaven. And I have to think that she, Mother Mary, and his mother smiled all the way through the whole ceremony. This same man is now a grief counselor at church, an usher at church, and loved by everyone, including our pastor. He's worked with RCIA, sponsoring others into the faith. It's no doubt that between my mom and our Blessed Mother, this unbelievable reunion and marriage centered around the same faith and has taken place in our final years as a blessing beyond all human reason. I recently overheard him telling someone at church that after we got together, he saw the faith that was alive in me and so much a part of my life. And thanks to Mary and a loving God, we have built a life around our faith, that same faith, with Mary, our mother, Jesus, our brother, and God, our Father, at the center. Oh, did I fail to mention that when we met in the fourth grade as young, wide-eyed children of God? We were attending the same school, and can you guess the name of that school? Well, St. Mary's, of course.
Let us glorify our Savior, who chose the Virgin Mary for his mother. Confident that he will hear us, we ask.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Eternal Word, you taught your mother Mary to choose the path that was best.
Let us follow her example and hunger for the food of everlasting life.
May your mother intercede for us, Lord.
Calling to mind all of our intentions, together we pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Almighty God, grant that your faithful, who rejoice in the protection of the Blessed Virgin Mary, may be delivered from every evil here on earth through her prayer. and come to the enduring joys of heaven. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
O Virgin Mary, there has not risen in the world among women one similar to thee, blooming as the rose, fragrant as the lily. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God.
O Sacred Virgin, hear the song of my praise.
May Almighty God watch over and protect us in blessing this day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Wow, Linda, what a neat story. Thank you again for your willingness to share. As a reminder, we are inviting everyone in our TGM community to do a Mary crowning during the first few days of May, anytime from the 1st through the 4th. Simply choose a statue or photo of Mary in your home and honor her by placing flowers or decorations near this statue or image. You can also visit the link in the notes to this episode to find a prayer to pray as you do your crowning as well. If you need some inspiration, check out the other links in the notes for this episode to view the rosaries that we've made with photos submitted the past few years. Then, after you do your crowning, snap a picture and upload it to our webpage by May 5th if you'd like to have it included in this year's special rosary video, which we will share on May 11th. As a reminder, do not email these to us. Be sure to upload the photo via our website. The link to do so will be on our website and app blog beginning May 1st. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. So